surrounding single-family residential area as stipulated specifically in Appendix E, special use permits of the Development Guidance Code. And it states, one, the general provisions. Special use permits are a subset of the Division III permit process. The Planning Commission is authorized to decide whether special use permits shall be granted subject to the general and specific standards contained in these regulations. To grant special use permits with such conditions or restrictions as appropriate to protect the public interest and to secure compliance with these regulations, and to deny requests which fail to satisfy the standards and requirements contained herein and which are not in harmony with the purposes and interest of these regulations and the health, safety, and welfare of the community. In no event shall a special use permit be granted where the proposed use is not authorized by the terms of these regulations or where the standards of this section are not found to exist. Prior to the granting of any special use permit, the Planning Commission may stipulate such conditions and restrictions upon establishment, location, construction, maintenance, and operation of the permit as is deemed. In all cases in which a special use permit is granted, the Planning Commission may require such evidence and guarantees as may be deemed necessary to ensure full compliance with the stated conditions. For the assessor's information, this single-family resident was constructed in 1996. Division I Permit 9691 was issued authorizing the construction of this single-family residence. And the septic permit 9655 was issued authorizing the construction of the on-site wastewater treatment system. The single-family residence is approximately 4,412 square feet, and the subject property is plus or minus 1.4 acre lot per the assessor's information in the Friendly Hills subdivision. The property is currently served by a private well and an individual on-site wastewater septic system. On February 2, 2017, the on-site wastewater permitting staff conducted an on-site evaluation of the wastewater system on the property. No on-site violations were present at this time. The property owner has acknowledged past issues with the on-site wastewater system and a willingness to replace the wastewater system if required. Per the requirements of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear, decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, or decision or determination by an administrative official in the enforcement of any county zoning regulation. In exercising the above powers, the Board may reverse or affirm wholly or partially, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as sought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves the appeal of Division III Special Use Permit 1630, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. 1. Compliance with all provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4. In the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated by a nightly rental. 5. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 6. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 7. The residents located at 189 Friendly Hills Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 8, the 189 Friendly Hills Drive Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. That's the end of the...
Thank you.
Yes.
Liz Kirby, are you the representative?
I am.
Would you please come up?
Hi. I'm Liz. My husband Mark and I are the owners of 189 Friendly Hills Drive, and as it stated, we would like to petition to have short-term rental in the property that we purchased in November of 2016. We've made significant improvements to the property already, even though it was already a beautiful home, as you can see. We have increased parking in our driveway to account for the additional people to be able to just park within our driveway. We won't have any road parking. We won't have anyone doing that. As stated, we're also going to be putting in the aerobic drip system if we get approved for our permit. This is a large home, as you saw, 5 bedrooms. We have king size beds in all of the bedrooms, 2 separate living rooms. So we're trying to cater towards family, which is what, you know, Branson is all about. Families that want to stay under the same roof and gather, which is what we do when we go on vacation other places and we travel with 2 or 3 other families. So that's kind of why we purchased, that's exactly why we purchased the property, and that's what we're after, is just to kind of cater to families. We've hired local lawn care people, cleaning, handyman, and local emergency contact, because we are from Oklahoma. It's about a 3-hour drive from our door in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, to here, so it's not very far, but we do have local people here that we'll be staffing. We're willing to do whatever we need to do for the permitting process, and we do have a letter in our packet from Tim Davis, who's a neighbor of ours, who's in support of us. He wasn't able to come tonight, but he wanted me to reference his letter that he had included in the packet.
Is Tim a homeowner? Does he have a home out there?
He is building a home in the lot below us.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you purchase this as a nightly rental property?
We purchased it with the intent to do that, yes. Our realtor showed it to us. As we said, we want to do short-term rental. She eliminated some properties based on the fact that they were not available for short-term rental. And this was one that we were told was available to do short-term rental, and you just had to get the permit as we're doing.
Did
so that's what we were told.
Did you review the covenants and restrictions for the neighborhood before you purchased the home?
Yes, we did.
Did it mention anything about nightly rentals?
No.
Long-term rentals, 30-day rentals, nothing like that?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions? Be happy to answer.
So what was your intention to the, what was the occupancy number you had in mind when you purchased this house?
The 12.
The 12?
Yes.
And so in doing your research in this, what was the demographics? Like what, because I'm not super familiar with short-term rental, but
sure.
What was your, you know, is this week, would it be weekly or weekend? Or
it would vary dependent upon the time of the year, but our minimum would probably be a 2 or 3 night stay during off-peak times. Peak time, 5 to 7 days.
Okay, so a 3-night stay is approximately, what would it cost?
Oh, I'm sorry, for cost?
Sure.
We're going to probably be renting anywhere between $500 to $550 a night, depending upon, the time of year. You know, it varies.
Okay. And how did you intend to advertise this?
VRBO website. Like HomeAway, those are kind of the same thing. HomeAway.com.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Becky Reeser.
Good evening. Yes, my name is Becky Reeser, and I live with my husband. In fact, the home right across the street with the circle drive there. I'd like to start, if I can, by reading a letter from the president of our Friendly Hills POA. Her name is Angie McCooch, so if I can read her letter. She was unable to be here tonight. As a permanent resident of Friendly Hills Subdivision, president of the Friendly Hills POA, and mother of six children, I wish to make my concerns heard in regards to the issues of nightly or weekly rentals in Friendly Hills. We moved into Friendly Hills in 2003 with five children, including a newborn. We chose Friendly Hills for our family residence because it was quiet, private, and a secluded neighborhood to raise children. Within a year, we added a sixth child to our family, and we have never regretted our decision to live on Linhart Lane. We are a tight-knit community, pulling together to support each other and keep an eye on each other's properties. The children in the neighborhood freely walk from home to home to sell Girl Scout cookies, Boy Scout popcorn, or when collecting donations for various charities. They can play in our front yards, and we know that our neighbors look out for them. We know each other's pets, we know to slow down for each other's cats or dogs, and know who to call if a dog accidentally gets off a leash. We know each other in Friendly Hills. We trust each other, and we depend on each other. We, the residents of Friendly Hills, chose to build our homes, buy our homes, and buy land in Friendly Hills for the purpose of making this our home. Fully aware that Branson is a tourist destination, we chose our neighborhood as a safe oasis away from tourism. We did not purchase our homes to be next door to vacation nightly rentals. The home in question is next door to my home, and I do not want this next door to my home or my family. Nightly and weekly rentals leaves us as a community to be exposed to the unknown. We will be exposed to a constant flow of people. Criminal records and background checks will not be researched or available to us. This puts the residents of the neighborhood at risk. Sexual predators must register when moving into a county. Nightly and weekly renters will not register this information. We will not be protected as a neighborhood from these unknowns. My family will not be protected. We have built our homes and are raising our families in a neighborhood we chose for our families. We chose Friendly Hills since it is a private residential neighborhood. We did not move here to live in a resort. Turning one of the single-family homes into a weekly or nightly rental property would change our environment from a residential neighborhood into a commercial vacation rental area. This is a change that I do not want to happen. And gentlemen, I can promise you that if I did not agree with what she was saying, I would not have said that I would read on her behalf. My husband and I do wholeheartedly agree. Again, we are directly across the street, and so for us, it may affect us maybe more so than anyone else in the neighborhood, quite possibly. But the safety aspect, I have lived in neighborhoods before where rentals occurred. In fact, I'm kind of a new kid on the block. I've only been there 10 years. Some others have been there a lot longer. And with the rentals, they don't have to care. Yes, they may pay the $500 or whatever it is, but it's not theirs. Pay my $500, do whatever I want, and I'm out. You know, that's what I saw. They don't have a dog in that fight. You know, they don't have to care. And so for my husband and I and for Angie, we just see that there could be a lot of possible problems, not only with safety, but, you know, trash, etc. We just don't feel that it would be the best for our neighborhood in the future. So thank you.
Thank you. Robert Johnson?
Yes, sir. Board members, I thank you for your service, your time, and your consideration. I'm Robert Johnston of 104 Linhart Lane. My wife and I, 25 years ago, went looking for a place to build a home and raise our family. And we looked all around Branson. We finally settled on Friendly Hills based on proximity to Branson, Branson school districts, and the planning and zoning that makes it a residential area, and the covenants of Friendly Hills as well that dictate that no industry or commerce will take place within Friendly Hills. Now, we all live around Branson. What is the number one industry in Branson? It's tourism. And that's what we're proposing putting in our neighborhood, which our covenants strictly prohibit. I don't live adjacent to the subject home. I do live down the road a little bit, but in my estimation, I think you guys will agree with me,